Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary Doubleseeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello and welcome to the Advanced Age Roleplaying Heroes Podcast. I'm Nathan, I'm your host, and we're playing Dragonbane. It is episode 46. We are Demon Slayers. Thanks for joining us
again. That'd be a great line if you hadn't fudged it.
What's this wee shit,
fix
doggy?
It in fucking post.
I was going to go with Crab Crushers.
Crab Crushers.
Yeah. He's going to auto-tune the shit out of that.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's too much work. but anyway, thanks for joining us again as we crawl through the Isle of Mists. Is that what it's called, Malcolm?
Yep, Isle of Mist.
Isle of Mist.
Not the Isle of Piss. Yeah.
But Malcolm is our lovely GM, and he's going to attempt to slaughter the party tonight.
I'm not going to attempt.
We're going to do that all on our own.
You keep saying it.
This will take so little effort.
Whoever you people are.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it, so I'm going to pass the mic over to Malcolm and let us get to the bloodshed.
All right. Well, we last left off with a desperate battle against the demon Akre, which he was defeated soundly with the combined efforts of the team and the party's determination. And in doing so, Balor was also able to fulfill his oath to the ghost of Kadal to help him free himself and his soul from this place. With his blessing of Eladain and the ring that he now bears, and the sword Dun, truly, Azarkoth may have something to fear. So, our party finds itself in the dark corridors, still under the mountain, under the hills, and you guys were looking to try and recover something before proceeding down the dark stairs that slide to the south. Understand that, of course, there has been evidence all the way through here that apparently there are horses that move about based on the footprints that Brain had found earlier and that Siggy had confirmed as far as traffic. You haven't encountered anything other than some undead skeletons thus far, but who knows?
It scared the shit out of one troll.
And you did probably scare away one troll who's probably made definite life changes based on your frightening, destructive attack. So, that's where we start off. Where do you guys want to begin? Do you want to start off with a shift of rest or take a...
The longer
you are waiting in one place, the more likely something is going to find you.
I think
at this
you
point,
really
I'd rather fight something with some rest than keep going. By the way, yes. GM, speaking as your amnesiac player, I'd like to know: are there any like red exit signs across any of the portals?
Though you've checked and going through what you recall, you've seen no red exit signs.
Damn it!
One thing you have noticed is an extreme lack of good signage. I mean, there was that one thing about the troll warning that I was like, that was nice and timely. But there was apparently no giant crab demon warning or find dead body with magic ring warning.
See, Dungeon OSHA hasn't been down here
water, yet. Or water is so cold it may kill you if you fall into it and you drown and you can't get out of it. Morning.
Where is Dosha when we need
them? Dosha
is not has not visited. It's meanwhile in the Oracle Cave, hanging here saying giant spider. So, you know, they're not there.
Note to our listeners, please request if you'd like to get a Sposha shirt or a Dosha shirt in the merch shop, because I want them.
Did you hear that, Matt?
Yes.
Oh, come on. I would wear a Sposha shirt. Absolutely.
So you guys can take, if you want, a stretch rest, though that still has its own risk in it. So still, of course, comes with its own risk, but that would probably be the only thing you really can do as far as time-wise to recover.
We can't take a shift rest. We can only do a stretch rest.
You know, because I understand that a shift would mean staying here for 6 hours and dealing with 6 hours of whatever may be coming through this area. You're not in a safe place, and you are in a patrol zone. So stretch rest would give you guys like a D6 of hit points back, or 2D6 if someone is tending to you.
Unfortunately, we've already taken a stretch rest for this shift.
I think you're right, yeah.
Oh, we did. We can't take another one.
I definitely didn't, because...
When was that?
I have it marked on my character sheet.
It was when I burnt up my first 20 willpower.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So perhaps only
I stayed on watch.
Perhaps only a round rest might be what you can do here.
You can't do that unless you're in combat.
That's only performed in combat, so I guess you guys are... Well, what's the word?
Well, let's start fighting each other, and then...
Neither of the orcs needs any healing?
Darg needs healing.
Darg needs healing. The orcs are...
Hi, Darg. Are you ready for the bad touch, Darg?
I think one orc does need healing, but I think it was Uthkara, who was knocked into the water after being hit by the crab, also needs healing.
I mean, you have to touch to do healing?
No, I mean, we could always track down the troll, and I could heal the shit out of him. And by healing, I mean steal willpower.
Right.
I just want to be clear.
You're like a freaking psychic vampire.
At this point, yeah, I'll eat a psychic vampire too. Happy to. Bring them
so
on.
Do you not have any healing left?
I have. So the way that the game mechanics work is you have to have willpower in order to cast a spell.
Right. Yeah.
I have enough willpower. I mean, you can burn into your health at that point.
Right.
But you have to have at least one willpower in order to cast a spell. So basically the next spell I cast has to be something that will return to me some willpower.
Gotcha.
And that means I get a transfer. And the kindest way to do that is to find somebody who needs to be healed and then take their willpower as I give them hit points back. Well, that's the kindest thing I can do.
All but two of my willpower.
You've already done that to him. But
I already took care of Darg, and he's now referring to that as the bad touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the orc has no idea that you've done the bad touch necessarily, but he's in desperate need. I believe that Uthkara was down to like a quarter of what he normally had. I think he had like 5.
I'll be happy to heal him.
Okay. And he only has 10 willpower to give.
Well,
not that he's going to be realizing he's giving it until you take it.
Do you want me to roll the skills and all that?
If you want to.
Because there's a chance I could be an amnesiac bear, if you'd like.
You know, considering what is happening.
Well, then then we'd be in combat.
Yeah.
Stop, Quiverwing, I used to ride you. Wait, that sounds bad. No.
So I'm going to... Am I going to do that for the orc? Then?
It's your decision.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, okay. We're going to do that. We're totally going to do that.
Okay.
I'm fully powering a transfer. All right, so transfer fully powered at 3. I rolled a 7. And there's that.
Was it?
Your guy gets 9 points back. I get...
12.
So 10 is what he has available, is what you said? Is 10 willpower available? Okay. So I will mark that on my character sheet. 2, 3, 4, 5,
I also have 19 willpower if you would like another donation.
9, 10. I do.
But I wouldn't say all 19 because I need some myself.
So you took how much, Tim?
10. All 10 of his will.
Oh, my God.
So he just healed his.
And how much did you heal him?
9. It's a good trade for him.
He looks like he's sliced and sucked down, but he's healed.
He does drool a little bit, yes.
I will follow you now, Baldor.
I will successfully take 12 from my friend Sigyn. I'm once again a mage. All right, I can go forward now.
I really think we should find a place we can put our backs against a wall if we are going to rest any longer.
I agree. And a few spells are cast, wheels are drained, and you still have the pathway in front of you going downstairs.
That's the way we're going to have to go.
Down? Or to the cave-in?
Well, to the cave-in.
Where did you do the cave-in? That's just
the other side of the cave-in we...
Yes, this is the other side of the cave-in before. This one is the other side, and this would allow you guys to sort of have only one way in and out, and therefore it could be defended if you want to try and rest here.
Don't we have to go through a troll?
No, that's the other side.
No, this I guess this side of the cave-in, right?
Yeah, you're on the opposite
side. There's an area, it's created like a hallway, a one way in, one way out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah. Darg won't say anything, but yeah, players, like, we should rest.
Yeah. If that is the defensible location, then...
We should rest, but we may be happened upon by some creature or other.
Mm-hmm.
Wandering monsters.
Keep an eye out.
I don't know if we're going to find anything better down the stairs, but...
I suspect down the stairs is worse.
Yeah, maybe we get the place with the one way in, one way out, and hope for the best.
I think we should.
It's up to you guys. I mean, who's gonna keep watch?
I'll keep watch.
So you guys have decided to sleep now after I did all that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Yes. Apparently they did.
Because now we're all tired.
Do people need rest or can we?
Suddenly, you guys feel a little bit of pain, and you're like, "Oh, sleep time."
I just need to know what you gentlemen are planning on getting your people to do. I'm just giving you an option, and I thought it was best, but yeah.
Right. Well, I need to know from everybody at the table. Do you all need rest or what?
As a player, I am half down on hit points and have not enough willpower to use any of my abilities.
Yeah, willpower is my weakest thing right now.
Or maybe we.
I don't know if we're going to be able to. Safely rest.
Take watches.
Yeah, because you have to understand, Tim, that everybody's special abilities requires their willpower to use.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Okay,
I understand.
All right, let's go to the cave. Let's go to the cave in. I'll take a watch. I'm not physically hurt, just tired. So
I kind of want to go find the troll and take all of his will.
All right, so we go over to the cave in area.
Yeah, is there anything that we could use to make a barricade or
corpse of a demon maybe? Lathe?
You could take some rubble from the end of the cave and move it to the front of the cave if you'd like.
Say the passageway is only one person wide, so...
Yeah, the passageway is only one person wide. So if you put some debris there, which wouldn't take much, you could do it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's list something for you to, like... hunker down behind whoever's taking watch.
Yeah. We'll just make a quick crafting roll and you can get that set up.
Okay. Give me a second. Make the crafting roll.
Help me, Baylor. You're my only hope.
I will try to craft my ass off.
Ooh.
Ooh. I have a crafting at 18. I rolled an 18.
It's good enough. It's just moving rocks.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be pretty.
It is pretty now.
This is the best. Oh, it's not the best. No, I'm sorry. This is probably my worst ever.
Yeah, it's not that he has a trouble doing it. It's just that he reassembles them in different patterns like 800 times because none of them are symmetrically perfect.
These rocks are not perfect enough. The tile pattern's horrible.
Okay, so you'll stay there for a stretch for about 15 minutes of rest in this area. Correct?
Oh, no, this is for a shift. We're open for 6 hours.
Oh,
yeah, this is the
stretch rest. Only like.
Well, no, he healed the orc. That's good.
No, he didn't heal me. He healed the orc indirectly.
I sucked out his soul and healed him.
I bit a berry.
Did Barry know you were going to do that?
No, he
remained there for 6 hours.
All right, fine. I'll do it.
Best we can, I guess.
That was the plan.
That was not the plan. I just need to know how many times I need to roll. That's all.
Yes.
30 minutes later, we've decided to lay down.
Yeah, I just pushed the button for shift rest.
We had the nest.
When I would, how many wandering
monsters? Yeah, I have never done a shift rest before. What? So, what happens in a shift rest?
You get everything back.
You basically get everything back.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, everything.
Oh. That's a maybe. It depends on what happens
right.
in the process.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to sleep no matter what happens.
I wouldn't reset anything yet.
unless you have a critical injury. Is that what it's called? Or something like that. If you have a critical injury, then you need some help.
Yeah, we have to get through all the wandering monster rolls before we can actually recover anything.
Right.
After about 30 minutes, and then it happens. A harsh voice. Urgent echoes through the labyrinth, echoing downward. Each of you must make a will roll to resist fear.
I do not, because I am fearless.
Mm. Oh, wow.
That's a willpower cost.
Yes.
I'm going to try to make it, and then if I fail it,
I succeeded. Do you need to know by how much?
No.
Okay.
Just if you succeeded or not.
I did. Is it high a succeed for saving throws?
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah, tie, yeah.
Tie is just, well, like, what is it? I thought we're not surprised anyone.
This is not
I thought he said high, yes. not tie.
Yeah, I heard high.
Okay.
I heard tie.
High.
So, okay, I heard tie as well.
I heard high.
And this is a willpower, right? So I have to roll my willpower or below, right?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay, I tied. All right. I'm just like...
Let me do the...
I failed by one.
Then you are afraid.
It's not good.
Though you do not understand the words unless you choose to make a language roll. And for the books...
I failed.
Yeah. So is that a specific condition, or does he get the scared condition?
The scared condition.
I already had the scared condition.
Oh, you already had the scared condition. All right. in that case, then we go to the fear table.
Yeah, that's why I failed, because I had to roll twice.
Oh, no.
Double secret scared.
Double super secret scared.
He's afraid of amnesiac ducks.
No, I'm kidding.
He really should be.
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
Especially ones that turn into bears.
Yeah, so just roll me an 8-sided die. Unless you would like me to roll the effect of your fear.
I will roll an 8-sided die. That is a 3.
That sounded like a D4 to me.
It did to me, too. don't even try it. You begin panting in pure fear and become exhausted.
God damn it.
So you're scared and exhausted?
Yeah.
That's not good.
But yeah, you still couldn't understand the words. Just the whisper resonating through. And you are the only one who's so affected. And that's the first half hour.
What was that voice? So I had to like reset our 6 hours at that point.
Oh my god.
Next four. You get an hour.
Everyone make a wheel roll.
1 hour. That's good. You guys are extremely lucky.
Are we, though?
Second hour, that was gone. Third hour. Okay. Once again, you hear the voice resonating. For those who made the roll, don't worry about it. You're fine. Only Brains has to make the roll.
On a Bane still.
Yep. That would be a failure.
Okay, just roll me a 8 out of 10. Oh.
5.
You scream. Ah! You scream in horror and cause all the players who hear it to immediately suffer a fear attack as well.
Oh, gotta make a roll.
Each person Snowy. Only needs to make one real roll to resist okay. the same fear attack.
A 1.
A 8. Demon.
I'm good. I rolled a 7.
Roll a demon.
I'm still good. I'm going to roll over and go to sleep.
When roll you roll a demon, when you roll a demon on a stat thing, do you get any? Do you get to apply it to a skill of your choice, or do you just it doesn't count for anything?
Doesn't count.
Okay.
7.
You are paralyzed, petrified in terror, and unable to move. You cannot perform any action or movement for the next turn. You make another will roll each sequential turn to break free of the paralysis. And after that. Are the voices in the first 15 minutes and then the second 15 minutes as it resonates through again.
Okay, this isn't working.
This place is stupid and loud.
We need to go.
We have to move. I've already pushed the shift rest button.
Oh, so. Wait, I get to reroll because you already met him. Let's see. Okay, nothing. And then in the final 15 minutes of that hour, vampire bats come flying in.
Oh, yeah, we're getting fucked out.
Yeah, we're getting out of
Baylor's
here.
Baylor's off like, we need to leave. I am leaving now. Fuck, there are bats here now.
The bats will just say fly in and then fly out, I guess. I'm not going to have them. But they'll attack one of the orcs and then fly out. I'll be kind. And there I am. And there you will see my benevolence. As it only drains one of the actual orcs of its complete life force.
So are we just going to get out of here?
He just killed an orc as a plot device?
As an example of my benevolence, yes.
To be fair, the orc was the only one blocking the entrance to the cave.
Yeah, he was blocking the entrance. So Uthkara,
he can serve still, that purpose in death. He can do he that still while is. He's dead.
Yeah.
So Uthkara dies there.
Craft that. So he's
drained.
This is a clearly very active. Did the trolls play? They didn't have a door. We've not found anything with a door, have we?
No, you have not found anything with a door yet.
All right.
We have to go on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's get moving.
The only way to go is no back out. Back out? No benefit.
Okay.
Darg will just start shuffling down the hall, kicking stones. Stupid dungeon. Hate everything here.
It's a normal dog.
This place sucks.
Funny, funny. The feeling's mutual.
So I gotta put the hit points back and the willpower back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So down the stairs.
Don't advance it because you know it's gonna move back. Yeah.
Okay. Valiant effort, guys. Valiant effort.
Mm-hmm. This was expected.
Since we were in combat for that one second, can we do a round of this?
My benevolence was that you didn't have to actually be in combat, and it just sucked dry that poor...
Hey, I'm just trying, man. Just trying.
Poor helpful...
Father alive. Figure. Leader of his community.
So, you guys proceed down?
Yep.
Yes.
The staircase is a stone-carved staircase that leads down to a heavily scarred copper gate. A demonic symbol is embedded in the door. A short line of text underneath it. The symbol shines brightly in the lantern light, as if it has just been carved.
Can I read the text?
Why don't you give me a language roll? Yeah.
Do we keep in the same order?
Well, I'll step back. I'll switch places with Dane.
I passed my languages.
Okay. It says, all power to Sothmog, our three-tongued liberator.
It doesn't say anything good.
Th- 3 tons, it can still only satisfy one orc.
Yes.
All right. Can we get through this gate?
Try squeezing.
Try harder.
There appears to be no. I mean, just a. No, I mean, just basically, just this large sort of placard on it, and there's no obvious lock that you can see.
Do you want to hit this with Fiend Crusher?
I guess.
So, Brain, you're moving up to the front?
Yeah.
Okay.
A Darg will, and I guess, be the third place now.
Roll to hit, or...
I'm not going to make you roll to hit. You can just do damage, I guess.
Okay. Fiend Crusher.
The placard doesn't dodge.
Oh, this is a shitty roll. All right, so I do 6 points of damage.
You strike the door. There is a resonating ring, and then it flares with lightning and fires out.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's not good.
Let's get this on.
I should check for traps.
Yes, probably.
Probably. Brains, you will take 6 points of lightning damage.
Can I dodge or anything? Or?
I'm assuming you're able to dodge normal lightning bolt. Lightning bolt, so I'm assuming you...
They can dodge my lightning.
Yeah, you can dodge it.
Ooh, that'd be a dragon.
Yes, Dane is here.
Dane, you can dodge as the lightning bolt continues towards you, or take 4 points of damage.
I assume armor doesn't protect against that.
Armor has no protection at all.
I'll try to evade. I rolled a dragon.
Also, dragon. Ooh, dragon brothers.
Ooh, and Darg, finally, you, the lightning bolt hits the trap. As it strikes you.
What? You mine only goes to one more.
Yes,
so I can do.
Wait, yours goes to four?
Mine only goes to one more. One extra. Oh.
This one goes to three.
So it's evade, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do I have any... Oh, I have a bane on that.
It's also double the cost underground.
All right, well, I mean, he will try to evade it.
They've enchanted all of this, and those counts have been made as far as how much that cost.
Darn did not.
I'm sure Darn
did
have.
Not evade.
It even makes note of it. It's underground.
I bet they even took a nice nap before doing it, too.
Yep,
with the bane, I failed. So how much do I take? Two.
You take 3 points of damage.
Man, the lightning sucks.
The door does not open.
What, a crafting roll? A metal door?
Brains, you should look for traps to see what might be setting it off.
Yeah.
I'm going to move farther away.
I'm not an artisan, but I can pretty much guess that there might be a trap here.
So, who's doing a spot in, and you're moving along to the front?
I'll walk up.
So, Baylor, I will make you. I'll put you in slot.
I will. I will spot hidden.
Malcolm.
Guys, it still is a very small corridor, so I just want to know who's going to be up front.
Oh, Darg is going to squeeze his way to the back.
Okay.
Dog, would you hold my sword?
Oh, this is like getting into an overfull elevator.
So, are you giving your sword to Darg, Balor?
Balor realizes if he goes to the rear part of the party kid will die, right?
No, there's no mist in here.
There's no mist in this cave.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Okay, no, I'm holding on to the sword then. Fuck that.
Like, why are we doing this?
Because Balor has the ring that keeps him immune from the mist, and he can see in the dark still, right?
Yeah, you still have that.
So, yes.
If anything, it glows even. It's like, it doesn't glow, but you know.
Not that he's told us.
Feels
that.
Warmer. So I'm going to try. I do spot hidden. I roll four. I'm going to see if I can find.
So you do. Okay. You do a spot hidden. You roll a four.
I have an 18.
The one thing you can tell when you successfully examine the door is that it appears as if the symbol of Sothmog, a symbol of the horned
head, yes,
appears to have been polished by many fingers running along the groove.
I relay that. I said, this has been polished. The fingers have run along this groove. The question is, which way does it run? Does it go from this way to, you know, because Baylor does, like, can Baylor discern a pattern?
There doesn't appear to be a pattern of how it's traced, just that it's traced.
All right. So Baylor will say, I'm going to try this. Where my fingers are crossed. And what is the statement? What is the statement that was made in the? Look
Sath
at Dane.
Mog,
what?
the three-tongued liberator.
It was like, all power to Sath Mog, our three-tongued liberator.
All right. So Baylor will trace and say that phrase. Victor. All power to Sath Mog, our three-tongued liberator. With his finger, he'll trace the, like it was polishing it, like do that. Thinking maybe that's what needs to be done. That's the secret.
Okay. The door opens.
And there is of course I knew that would happen. I am, look at my magnificence. Let's go, my friends. Great as not Sathball, great as us.
Great as us.
A golf club.
Okay. Great as us. All right,
I'm yours now.
the door opens.
There's Sathmog.
Yes, Shatmog.
Yeah. Shat in the bog.
You open the door, and there is a
Shatmog.
There is a square room clad all in the most pristine white marble. Each wall has a polished copper door with the symbol of Sathmog engraved into it. In the middle of the room stands a human-sized statue of the horned demon himself. It points its claw out at you as you enter.
At him?
It moves?
No,
whoever was first.
That's how it's set at.
I'll move to the left.
Okay, it does not follow you.
Okay, let's make sure.
Does anybody go in?
They open.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll
go. Had his sword out and he went in.
I'll go in with the light. Sword out.
And I stepped into left and drew my sword. It's a room, so I stepped to the left, drew my sword. So I won't be in the opening.
I'll step to the right.
I follow Baylor.
I put my hands on my hips.
I'll bring my knees in tight.
Thank you all for just ignoring Matt for that moment. I appreciate it.
I did love that answer.
I do the time warp again.
There we go.
Any writing or runes on the statue?
No, there's no writing on the statue, but there is that same writing that you saw on the original door you came in through on each one of these doors, except for the one to the east or behind the statue, opposite from you. That symbol is the symbol of the demon is upside down.
Could be a trap.
I'm wondering. Let me take that back. There is no phrase written on these doors. Sorry. None of the doors have it. Just the one behind the statue has the symbol of the demon, Lord, upside down. He didn't put the down.
Can I do a spot hit and look for traps in this room?
Sure.
On these doors.
Well, he's doing that. I will investigate the statue, I suppose.
I actually failed.
May I sense magic in the room?
You may cast a spell, if you wish. Increasing the overall matter flow in the Odor chamber.
That is done.
Okay. Let me do with Siggy first, real quick.
No bother, because I missed my spot hidden roll. It's a statue, okay. Gents.
Yeah. All right.
I'll take a look at the statue. Well.
So.
Once you guys get done.
Quivering.
Yes.
Each of the three shining copper doors have some sort of enchantment upon them.
All three doors are enchanted, my friends. Mm-hmm. If that's who you really are. Well, actually,
Even the one you came through is.
Well, we knew that.
Yeah.
It casts lightning.
Mm-hmm. Baylor wants to look at the base of the statue and see if it, like, check the statue, see if it moves
or something.
Yes. You do check it.
Ooh, I rolled a dragon.
The statue does rotate.
Oh. Hmm.
Well, gents, I think.
So it's possible to simply turn the statue without having to, you know, we can just simply turn the statue so it can point to different
doors.
Or places in the, you know, it could point to a corner apparently as well.
So all the doors look the same, right?
No, the north and south door look the same. They just have the carving of Sathmog's symbol, which appears to be polished by finger movements on this. And all the doors are polished. The one to the east has a symbol upside down.
I'll take a look at the symbol. Does it look like the symbol spins? Like, is it like not? Is there like a groove there for the symbol to turn?
No, there appears to be no groove for the symbol to turn.
Is it polished also or no?
Yes, as the fingers are moving through it, but in the upside thing.
Mm-hmm. Are they all polished like that?
Yes. The doors themselves are not even aged. They're all burnished themselves, but it looks like this was carved in later at some point and still traced through there.
Guys, this one's different. What do you think? Do we go through this one first because it's different?
I can spin the statue to that. Perhaps that's his key. So Baylor will spin the statue toward that door.
Okay.
Prepare it. I'll spin it and point it toward that door and see if something happens.
Nothing that you can discern happens. Quiverwing, you notice no change in the enchantment in the door once the actual statue is moved. Also, it should be noted, you saw no enchantment upon the statue itself.
Hmm. The statue is not magical. Nor did spinning it change the magic of the doors. My friends, if that's who you really are.
I'll trace my finger around the upside down symbol.
Okay. That's it?
Yep.
All right. Do you lick your fingers first?
No.
I stand well away from COVID. From brains.
Okay. So, brains.
Yeah.
You'll need to dodge a lightning bolt.
Two.
All right. So I'll go to once again the same old town roll. We'll go through Darg and Brain and Bane. Darg and
Me?
Okay. Dane, I guess.
Dane, thank you.
I'm
Dane
there? Is. All right.
All right, Darg first or me first?
Darg first.
Sure. You'll try to evade. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. And
I'll roll.
Dane.
Yes, I made it by six.
Okay, so lightning bolt fires from it, crackles to the roof, and then just dodges it. And then dissipates the air.
These doors are terrible.
Oh, what was the magic phrase, Baylor?
It was all power to Sathmog something something something.
The three-tongued savior.
The three-tongued liberator.
Liberator. Yeah.
Liberator.
Is that what you...
Mm-hmm. I'll try it again because I'm foolhardy.
Popular in the whorehouses.
I'm going to... I'm going to say the magic phrase.
I made that joke last time, and everybody's like, oh, what's wrong with you?
Trace your finger as you say the phrase while standing on at the east door. It's upside down, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Lightning bolt fires out.
Okay. Can I step back and
so I rolled
put
dragon,
on my sneakers?
A two, and now a three.
Hey, your dice got better than Brains does.
Dane?
Yes.
I need you to give me an evade, I guess.
This time you know it's coming, though. Right. Can he get a bonus? Because can he get it on a boon because he knows it's coming?
Oh. No.
Yes, I made it by four.
Okay, and Darg.
Oh. Darg doesn't know it's coming. Takes him completely by surprise.
I made it. I would have had a not one, but I had rolled it at a disadvantage.
Once again,
whatever,
lightning crackles out, and...
Oh. Wait, so...
Okay, I'm going to stop doing that.
Say it
so
backwards.
It's upside down. What if we say the words in reverse order?
I'm leaving the room.
I'm stepping back.
I was going to have Brains do it.
I don't know how to do that.
Stepping back, put my sneakers on.
I'll do it. Everyone, everyone, please get out of the way. I'll try it.
Okay, now you do see the size of the room, right?
Yeah, I'm going out of the hallway.
Yeah,
out of this room.
The room is a perfect square,
six by six meters.
So there's not. Oh. I mean, like, if you can step out of the room entirely onto the stairwell, or
I'm
shift around
a statue.
Right. Okay, so you and Quiver Ring are behind the statue. Siggy's on the stairs, and Corinne's behind her.
Darg's in the stairs too. He's a giant metal lightning.
Baylor's gonna hide behind the statue.
Are you seriously gonna say it backwards, Dane?
I am.
Why not?
It sounds like a sound plan. What are you gonna hurt?
Why don't you say it upside down instead?
Can you say it upside down? What would that look like?
Quiver Ring? Yes.
Having some expertise with this spell, the only way for everyone to be safe is actually to be back on the stairs beyond that first gate.
The only way for us to be safe is to be back at an inn, sleeping on hay.
Anyone in that room will still be a target.
All of us are a target.
Because it moves from 2 meters to the next 2 meters, and there's no one far enough away.
Well, it has to hit a target in between, doesn't it?
You've got this, Dane. I believe in you. I shouted
so,
through the hallway.
So long as you stay 2 meters away, you
should
be good. You're
right. Good point. They should be good. Yeah. All right. They should be fine. All right.
All right.
Dane? Yeah.
Yes.
You say
Let me ask before I do say it. Mm-hmm. This phrase, this is a common phrase with Sathmog worshippers.
You have not heard it since you've been here. You've heard the term three-tongued liberator. But you haven't turned the old, they probably do say this, but you don't really hang out with them very much. Okay. Usually they're screaming in death when you meet Sathmog. You know, usually the things you hear from Sathmog cultists is, oh no, mercy, no. So keep your donkey away from me. Those kind of things you never really heard.
All right.
You've never heard them speaking with authority about that.
I'll try it.
Okay. You trace the finger as you say the words in reverse order. it's
Liberator tongue three,
Sathmog to power all, and the lightning bolt erupts.
God damn it!
Of course it does.
I rolled a 2 to evade.
You avoid, and the lightning bolt strikes out, but having no other target within 10 meters, it fizzles.
What do you say we try one of the other doors?
Sure, why not?
If we keep doing it, it'll eventually run out of charges.
Can't you just suck the magical power out of it?
Arc number 2, come here for a sec.
No.
I mean, Quiver, when you suck the power out of Darg, can't you suck the power out of the door?
No, I can't. It has to be a humanoid. Sorry.
Try another door.
Okay, so you try a north. This north or south?
I can charge the door if you want. I can it willpower, but I can't.
Dane, do north or south door?
Presumably, do we have to turn the statue towards the door?
And do you rotate the statue towards the door that you plan on trying?
Hold on a sec. Hold on. Before you guys do this, do I think, Malcolm, can I roll a skill to know whether or not it would be possible to dispel the magic using the dispel spell? Can I dispel the spell that's enchanting the door?
Well, why don't you give me I know you have a really high, but your
animism?
Animism.
You want me to roll animism?
Yeah, since that's particularly a skill that even has the...
I made it by 9.
Okay. All right. Here's the sad... Here's the most unfortunate thing about this, is that in theory, it should, depending on how much power you put into the dispel, should be able to disrupt it.
Yeah.
But you're not certain if... You know, if there is a different way this enchantment was set up, I mean, considering the amount of magic power that's been poured in this particular complex, that literally they had used necromantic powers to keep the guards alive for hundreds of years to guard against this. Mm-hmm. There is a number of undead. Their enchantments set up to keep him in have been reversed or somehow changed. You're not really certain if it will work. In theory, it should. But it would have to be a powerful enough casting to pull it off.
Yeah. I'm dealing with, you know, a couple of dozen willpower points. And he's working with thousands, right? Is that basically what you're saying?
You're working with one wizard's... Yeah, you're working with your own individual willpower points. And this obviously was several wizards that came to enchant this entire complex. Even with schools of magic that you are not familiar with. You know, some things... Like, you know, I mean, you don't have a, you know, like, there are certain skills, certain spells that you don't have a way of making certain things that permanent or that way, or how would it make it clear? And there are certain things that are obviously going on that either is a school you're unaware of, or at least have been theorized about, but you don't have that skill. So you don't know, but it definitely was a pool of magicians and sorcerers. I mean, this is a guy you literally know. He had a high sorcerer who was just one of his people. That he punished by burning alive with dragons. So, you know, he had a lot of magic, arcane knowledge to pull upon, plus that of dragons to do this. So you're not really certain, you know.
That's fair.
But your original theory as far as it probably having a finite amount of energy and then needing time to recharge, it will probably still hold, though. Unless
it's I just don't know how many of my friends I want to get lightning shot at first.
Exactly. Even though, or strangers who you've just met.
Right. People who claim to be friends of mine, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, who knows?
I hear you.
So.
I don't really feel like there's much I can do here, guys. I mean, we could wear it down over time, but...
I say we try one of the other doors. Maybe they offer a clue to...
Well, they also have magical energy around them, so be careful. Whoever you are.
So,
as something...
You're going to one of the doors?
Right.
Let's try the coin flip. Hold on.
North?
Dane, you were going to one of the doors?
North door. Let's try the north door. Turn the statue to the north door.
Yep. Baylor will turn the statue to the north door.
You turn the statue to the north door.
This is the symbol that looks the same, right?
The symbol is upright like the one that was outside. So what do you do with this door, Dane?
Try tracing the symbol.
And saying the words? Say the words?
No.
You don't say the words?
Okay.
No.
Okay. A lightning charge erupts from the door.
I rolled a 5. I dodged. Okay.
I'm assuming all of you did the whole entire. Let's retreat to the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, look at my benevolence again.
No. They're all touching Dane.
Now I'll do it and say the words.
You do it and you say the words. All power to Sathmog. As you trace your finger in the symbol. And the door opens.
They never listen to the woman.
You can all come down now.
Very good. Good job, my friend. Good job.
All right, let's go down the hallway.
Basically, the door opens up and your lantern light spills in. There are rows of cramped cells behind rusty barred doors. There is a strong stench of decay. And faintly, you can hear... groans and mumbled prayers coming from a couple of cells.
Let's try the other door.
No, there might be prisoners.
Yes, we must check. There could be victims here. They could provide information.
Victims with willpower.
I'll go down towards the cell. Right?
Okay,
you, to mostly save you.
I like the way you think.
The about the second cell on the west. Or I guess it'd be, second cell on the west, you do see someone in there, and you can hear some grumbling.
I'll bring the lantern up to the gate.
There appears to be it looks like a female orc. She looks like she's been badly beaten. She sort of covers her eyes when the lantern comes up. But just gets real quiet when you get here. You can still hear the mumbled prayers further down.
I'll speak to her in Orcish and say, "You need not fear us. We're not here to harm you. What is your name?"
Don't you know it by now after all the torture?
I never tortured you. I'm not part of these people. We came here to liberate this place.
To liberate him?
From this plane, send him back to whatever hell he came from.
Right.
Right. Well, I don't know you. You're a new face. I suppose you could be telling some partial truth or just another trick again.
You'll get nothing more from me. You're a green goddess. That's not the truth. Open the door. I'll say in common.
To her?
No, I'll say it to our party.
Bail her open it.
Right, just give me a crafting roll.
Sure. Yeah, made it by 8.
Yeah, I have lockpicks, but all right.
Do you mug people with those?
I can. You want to see me?
Yeah, lockpicks are probably what you probably need here to get the doors open. Otherwise, you'll have to break it. Would you look? You look at it like, yeah, you'll need to actually get lockpicks. Do you have a set, Baylor?
No, I do not. Baylor does not have lockpicks.
Brain?
Who could help here? I don't know. Maybe Brains. Maybe Brains can help. Can Brains help? Can Brains help?
I'm more of the punch him in the face and steal him thief.
If you can stop with the jittering from all the shocks he got, sure.
And remember, you are afraid.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, I'm around a whole bunch of other people that they're around me. So you get back towards the back of the cell while I open this up.
He just starts hitting it with the lockpicks.
I rolled a 12, and I have a 15 sleight of hand.
Okay, you are able to get the lock open. And while the door is resting, the lock itself is not.
Dane Sozers, you're free to leave if you wish, or you're welcome to join us. Either way.
Why would I join you? We need to get in.
Look back at the orc that's with me. I said, you recognize this orc?
When she comes out, she sees him and goes, you know Malaluk.
We do.
I'm a part of Operation PK3.
One of you survived.
I'm Kretschar.
So you know about the mist,
then? I was captured
then.
During a patrol along the shores of the Mirror Lake.
How did they get you here through the mist?
They have ways. They're undead.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I suffered the entire way, believe me. They pulled me underwater. It was a fantastic time. Then the torture began, the questions.
How long have you been here? Do you think?
Couple of weeks, maybe? It's hard to tell. I don't think anyone in the rest of my party survived. At least those among the captured.
Again, you're free to leave if you wish, or to join us.
How many were in your party? We did find, like 11 or 12 deceased orcs above.
Four of us were captured. The rest of my party
must... There
are
noises coming from further down the hall.
That is not an orc. The rest of my party may have come to rescue me foolishly against orders. Know this. Azrakoth cannot leave this labyrinth without Umdurman, nor can he be killed by anything other than that mighty weapon. If you come here without it, you're doomed to fail. But if you bring it, you also bring the key for his freedom.
Oh, yes, we were aware of that.
He has a tendency to brag about during this whole entire, interrogations. He's a bit of a chatterbox.
Well, we'll be killing him soon.
Speaking of bragging.
Well, I didn't get caught and put in a cell.
Well, we came here with a means to end him. Well, we're going to try our hardest.
Yes.
I should probably go back and repeat to the chieftain. Give her an update, but...
The chieftain was with us when we set sail on the lake.
Yeah, how he survived the mists.
Yes.
Run real fast.
No, you'll never make it. Please, please, come with us.
The sword.
You witnessed the demise.
Fine.
The sword keeps the mists at bay.
Yeah, besides, we just lost an orc. This would bring us back up to our numbers again.
We have a quota.
She does not look like she's like at 100%, just so you know, okay?
But we're not looking at you as a diversity hire, really. We want you to join us.
Shut up, dwarf. Don't just say that. Just don't.
So there's more voices in here, right? Are they saying anything now that we're kind of been chatting out loud?
It sounds like mumbled prayers.
Light and fire, help me.
Who are they? Are they praying to Sathmog?
You're not far enough. You're not very close. You have to go all the way down.
Let's move forward.
Do you go down alone?
I'll go down.
I mean, the hallway. I mean, not on someone.
Oh.
Yes, we go down the hallway.
Yes. Going down the hallway, the second cell before you reach the end to the east, you can hear the mumbled prayers and cursing out to Sathmog in a weak voice.
What language?
It is in common, I guess. You can hear it.
So bring the light to the chamber.
You can see a man in there. He looks like he is inches from death. Badly beaten. Looks like maybe his eyes have been plucked out. Or maybe they're just clotted with blood. You can't really tell because his head is somewhat hanging down. He is naked except for like a dirty cloth that covers his bottom parts. This works as a loincloth. He is he's emaciated and leaning against the back wall. He doesn't even look up when you shine a light on there. He continues to, at times, pray to Eladane or curse Azrakoth. Yes, and he is a human.
Open the gate.
All right, I'll go. I'll start working on the locks.
Okay.
Rolled a two.
You're easily able to open the lock. He does look up. Now the door is open.
Hey, buddy, are you all right?
Mm-hmm.
We're here to rescue you.
Do you move to him in the cell, or he does not get up himself?
No.
I'll go back to the female orc. I was like, who is that?
Another prisoner. He prayed a lot louder before they got to him.
Oh.
Baylor will go toward the weakened gentleman and speak. He's like, come now. We're here to help.
He will look at you. His eyes, you can tell they're not actually plucked out. They are just literally just blood. It's just been like, it's almost like he's been crying blood. We don't know what particular torture he's gone through. And he just goes, They took her.
Took who, my friend?
They took my sister, Tnuvial. I came here to free her from the servants of Sathmog. I could not avail. I sent word to Kadal, her betrothed. Hopefully he will bring reinforcements. But he didn't make it. In time. If time was of the essence.
How long have you been here?
I know not the day. Hour it is. Have you seen her?
No, I've seen Kaladin.
Have you? And he does seem very faint. His breathing becomes very labored. He can't seem to finish the words.
Sit down, my friend. What's your name again? Your sister, you said?
Tuvial is my sister. I am Imri.
Tuvial, okay. Is there anything we can do for him?
There are things that can be done, possibly, yes. Or not. I mean, I...
Like a healing roll?
Yeah, like a healing roll? I mean...
Yeah, you can attempt a healing
roll. Give him some rations?
Sure. All right, I'll try a healing roll. I have a bandage, so that means it's not at a main.
Okay.
I rolled a 3, and I have healing at 12, so yes.
Okay. He stabilizes, but he is effectively at zero. But he will stand up he'll try to stand up. Why are you? Are you here?
To kill Sathmog.
And I will join you and rescue my sister.
Yes, well, your friend, Unfortunately,
her betrothed, who I sent word to join me here,
he didn't make it.
Here, eat this bread. It is my body.
You'll try to eat it until you say that and then spit it out.
I am not a part of some cannibalistic death cult. Ella Dane would not stand for this.
No. Well, you have to eat. Come. We must continue.
What?
Whoa. What?
Well, thank you for another great voice sample, Sean.
You guys weren't taken out of context. That's up to you.
There's no context.
Think about where you put your pauses, man.
You have to eat. Come. This is what you said.
What's the background music? It really fucked my head up.
For the children.
You have to
you got to think about how you say this. You know?
You have to eat zip for the children. What? No, it still sounds wrong.
So you give him some bread. He will eat for strength, I guess. Does your healing do any kind of, is that store hit points? I can't remember.
I don't know. I think it's the first time anybody's ever let me roll it.
Yeah. Well, look at me. Benevolent again, Nathan. Notice. Well, he won't die.
Good
right
enough.
Away. He's just cruising along on the edge. The edge of life and death. He will not go over the edge. He will not pass away into the great beyond the veil.
Not yet.
Well, we need to move forward.
So, but basically other cells do appear to be empty. Some show some evidence of having been occupied in the past, but there's nothing, I mean, other than just like, you know, by in the past, I mean, some poop is fresher than others, but they're all empty except for those two. So right. To the south, and of course, is a square room again with two more bronze doors, one with the symbol upside down, one with the symbol upright.
Kletcha? The female orc?
Mm-hmm. Kletcha.
Kletcha. Have they taken you through these doors?
No, but I can hear the undead when they move through there. I mean, after all, they have to say the phrases.
What phrases?
When you show her, she goes, the door to the south? She goes, all power to the three-tongued Sathmog. All power to Sathmog, our three-tongued liberator. Actually, she does not make any mistake in reciting it. She says it without... Like, literally, like, I've heard it 1,000 times, and it's like, she just repeats it.
Right.
She goes, that one's different. It's, Rota Ilib Doro Not Irutot Gamtas Ot Rupala.
Are those just the letters and the words backwards?
Yeah, you realize it. Basically, it sounds like they're saying the same thing, just saying it all backwards.
Jesus
Christ. That's all it is.
And Dane will turn around and is like, dumb idea? Really?
That was my idea.
What is the idea you're talking about?
Well, I thought it was...
No, the dumb idea was trying the door without...
I said the words in reverse order.
Yeah. I'd say the dumb idea was trying the door without using the words.
That wasn't dumb. That was me being stubborn because I didn't want to say that phrase.
Oh.
It does. It does slowly. Think about it. You're saying this. You're still invoking him. He has a point.
So, now we know the way through each door. I have no idea why the statue moves, but, Which way?
Who are you asking?
South or east? I'm asking the party in general.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
East.
I would say south.
I guess, yes. Let's try that out. That sounds good.
East was the one that was different, though. Good.
Yes. Right. I would like to make sure nothing comes in behind us.
All right. Well, somebody else can say the phrase, because I've already said it once, and I have no desire to put that on my tongue again.
Balor will go say it. He has no problem. So we'll go spend
so
it.
So, Balor, you stick your finger, you turn the statue?
I turn the statue.
And you point it towards the south door, and then you stick your, and you trace it, and you say
yes,
the way.
Yes, and I say the three tongues.
As you're holding Umdurum, you say, all power to Sathmog.
Oh, shit.
three-tongue liberator. And the door
opens.
Explodes.
I'm glad you guys are on door duty.
All right, let's go down the hall.
Yep, let's go.
I'll bring the torch with the light.
It's basically the pall goes down about 6 feet and then goes to a 3 foot, 3 meters, and then goes to a 3 meter platform, which opens into a room consisting of a deep pit with armed skeletons and armed cadavers in various degrees of decay.
Armed?
Armed. And then there comes an ominous rattling noise that could be heard deep in the mass of graves as something moves down there among the dead. Or is it the pile of corpse itself moving?
Back up, back up, back up, back up.
Can all of you give me a fear check, Wilbur, please?
Fear check.
Everyone or just the two that are in there?
Just the two that are in there that can see this, yes.
Made it by three.
I failed, but I am going to spend the two willpower for fearless. When I read the description, it didn't say anything about you have to roll first. You don't. This is in place of the roll.
Okay, go ahead.
Benevolence. I could be wrong.
No, I think you can choose to roll if you want to, but you can avoid the fear roll by just spending the willpower.
Yeah, you can just spend the willpower and just not bother with the roll. Okay.
Okay.
In your lantern light, as you steel yourself as the heaving pile below, there you do see one body, which is clad in a beautiful dark blue starry cloak with elegant chainmail and what appears to be a mastercraft broadsword.
Huh.
The corpse wears a golden ring lying in the pile.
Oh, fucking rings again.
Is this what's moving, or is it just in the bodies?
It's just in the bodies down there.
Okay. There's some back out of the room. There's something in there in this pile of bodies, but there is. Where's Baylor? Shit. And it'll just slowly turn around back to
his. You see Baylor diving headfirst.
I want that ring.
Baylor?
Very lovely ring. And the cloak is blue. It's my favorite color.
I mean, Sigint, you didn't go in the room. You just.
No.
Okay. Right. But Dane, you do recognize that you saw a very similar cloak before on a rider in the past, in the ancient past.
Oh, which rider?
The elven rider who was leaving the town, who had the same bow. That's
Oh no!
Oh
no!
So I'll turn and just immediately start speaking in Elvish and like Sigan. The former holder of the bow's body might be in that, might be down there.
With an eye.
It's the same cloak. Don't go without me.
wait, my friend.
So you step into the room and go off the platform.
What are you guys doing?
Give me a fear.
Don't go off the platform. Let's just slow my roll. I want to take a look around first.
Okay, give me a fear check because it is sort of like heaving the whole pile where the body is on.
8. Okay, I made it.
Yes. You do see an occasional skeleton sort of breaking and trying to pull itself out. But yeah, you do see it's partially sort of flopped over, but there is the corpse. You think it is a woman's corpse, though the cloak's inner lining matches what you saw in the vision, but it is not quite the same. It's similar. Very, like it might be made by the same people who made that cloak, yes.
So how many skeletons are moving around? You can't tell.
You can't really tell. Well, his lantern light does help. You can see at least four trying to get out right now.
And how high above them are we?
You are about, if I understand, the platform is... Oh, we'll just say about a meter. It'd
be nice if we had, a spear.
A meter above them. So at 3 feet above.
We do have an undead. We do have an undead killing longbow.
Yes, this is what I was thinking, so... I'm going to start shooting the longbow at the skeletons.
And I'll provide the light.
So let's go with initiative.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Let's do it.
How many people are able to be in the room right now?
Three of us?
Platform?
Three on the platform, I think, is the most you're probably able to pull off, but nothing. But probably not if Sean starts swinging that weapon.
Well, Sean's to make there to make sure that nobody comes up the...
Yeah, I've just got the sword ready, and I'm prepared myself just in case something comes up.
Dane. Nine.
A nine. Wow.
Sig. An eight. Hell.
Only.
Balor. A three.
Nice.
Quiverwing. Four. Darg. A one.
Woo!
Brains. A seven.
Ooh.
All the extras. A ten. Skeletons. Six.
All right.
Dog, would you like to trade your initiative with somebody else?
Like the archer with the undead killing bow?
Yes.
Okay, so you
get... What is my new initiative?
Eight. You're eight now.
Eight, all right.
Quivering?
You're after me.
Yes.
Would you like to change your initiative with someone up front?
I'm still a four.
What was yours?
Oh,
one.
So I really couldn't do anything in the first round, could I? Because of my position in the order.
Okay. That's correct.
Then yeah, we'll trade my initiative with somebody up front.
Bane?
Dane?
Sure, I'll take
your new initiative now, Tim, is nine, and yours, Dane, is four.
Okay.
All right.
All right, we'll start off with Sig.
Okay, so we will be doing Twin Shot. Which is a roll with a bane. One shot, two arrows. And I got a 14 and a 1. So I'll hit in either case.
Okay.
But a hit counts as a dragon.
Yep.
So, let's see.
And they are all, like I said, they were all armored and armed.
Yes. And we will go with the bypass armor for the feet. It's a 12 on the first hit. I'm just shooting at one of them. I want to see if it dies. And 14 on the second hit.
They are both struck by arrows, but do not go down. Or was that one against... Was that both against one?
That was all to one. That was all to against one? One.
Yes. Then he goes down. Yes. Sorry. Well, no, he's still hanging on. Sorry. Just barely.
I mean, the feet bypass armor, so we shouldn't be counting armor against it.
Yeah, you don't have armor against it. Just remember that you're using a piercing attack against undead.
Against a skeleton.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Even, yeah, so...
You're basically playing Connect Four.
All right, Balor.
There's none of them in my range, right?
Not unless you jump down there and get in the mix.
I will wait defensively. Hold my action.
Okay. Dane?
All right, so Dane is up on the platform. There's four down there, and there's the corpse of what we assume is the Elvish War. Can I turn away from where the corpse is to the guys who are closest on the opposite side of the platform? I assume there's like two on each side.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
All right, so I'll turn away from the Elven Warrior side.
It's just lying in their pile. I mean, it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. As far away from that body as I can, and I empty a flask of oil down onto one of the warriors below.
Mm.
I assume I can't light it this turn.
Mm-hmm.
I'll mark that off on my character sheet.
Okay. Splash.
Can I only get one with that, or can I get two?
I will say just the one.
Okay.
All right, and I guess it's their turn. All right, so each skeleton warrior will attack each of you, and two will attack against Dane. They will hit unless evaded.
Reaching. They're like.
It have to be Baylor or me that they attack, because Dane's behind.
Okay, yeah,
the two of us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it's going to be, and that will be Baylor. That will be you.
Right.
And they'll miss you, Siggy. And miss you, Siggy. And hit Baylor. So Baylor, you hit by two of them.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm going to... I
would soak it and bash them with your demon-killing sword.
Yeah, I'm going to bash them with my demon-killing sword. So... I'm going to hit with my demon-killing sword. And there's two of them, you said?
Yeah, two hits.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm getting hit.
For your hold, you took your action to attack them.
Yes.
Okay. And you attacked one, and you hit.
Yeah, I'm going to use the ability of double slash. I hit two enemies. Well, I only roll one attack. So I'll spend 3 willpower to get to hit both of them.
They will not attempt to evade.
Well, thank God.
We shall continue to return. Never ending. Decompose.
Ooh, that's good. 22.
That's a good hit.
Almost maxed out.
Oh, you meant damage.
Damage, yes.
That's to both of them?
Yes.
With the sword. Taking that amount of damage? Okay.
Yeah, is there any special extra damage does? Or?
No, except for scattering their fragmented bodies across as you smash them both. Okay. And almost as they fall, you see more stirring in the pit.
Oh, jeez, this could take forever.
All right. Darg? You wish to do anything back where you are?
I don't really know if I can reach anything, right?
Probably run past, jump over everybody, and cannonball inside the pit?
No.
Sure. I mean, it does seem really like your modus operandi.
It is tempting.
Don't I go before dark?
Yeah, I go on.
Oh,
like,
I'm
non-
sorry. I was ignoring you, Bane. No. Brains, what are you doing, I guess?
I'm going to use my last little bit of willpower to do a battle cry.
Huh.
Because you understand your opponent is... Okay. Yes, go on. Go on, sorry.
You can, as an action in combat, let out a battle cry that inspires your friends. All other player characters within earshot immediately heal a condition of their choice.
Interesting.
So...
You're welcome. This is your battle. Oh. This is your time to shine.
This is like our 48th episode, and you're just whipping this out now, eh?
I just got it.
I was not going to say that. I was like... Okay.
I just got recently.
Aren't you a helper?
I was using my willpower for other stuff, so.
Sneakins.
No more. That's all you get.
Right. I will shine next turn, I guess.
Okay.
Does that take your whole turn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Dark, are you doing anything?
Are there any improvised weapons, like stones or something that I could throw?
No, but there are
the
torches.
Skeletons?
There are torches that are available. A torch would allow you to grab the torch and from the wall and strike any enemy within 2 meters, but there's not anybody within 2 meters of you.
Or you can throw it at the one that's covered in oil.
Oh, well, that'll do. Sure. Okay. All right. So he'll grab a torch and throw it down in the... Is the skeleton, like, right in front of us or down in the pit or... Which one got covered with oil?
It's down in the pit. It's down in the pit. Yeah.
All right. He'll toss it in. What do I roll to throw a torch?
Why don't we have you roll an agility roll?
An agility. Okay. A 6. So, yes.
You strike it and give me 2d6 of fire damage.
2d6 of fire damage.
Fire!
7.
He's not looking well as he burns. Mm-hmm. Time is the fire in which we burn.
Also, fire is the fire in which we burn.
Fire is also the fire in which
fire
we burn.
Fire is the fire in which they burn at the moment.
Mm. Yes.
Snap, crackle, and pop.
So
that's a very flammable skeleton.
Everyone says anything. Right. Quiverwing, do you wish to do anything from you?
Do these qualify as humanoid?
No, they're undead.
What?
They're humanoid undead. I mean, they're humanoid undead.
Okay. Yeah. But humanoid.
If it's... Well, what are you looking to do?
Well, do they have willpower?
No, so don't.
Okay. It's like, if they don't have willpower, then that's the problem.
Yeah, they don't have willpower. So
I'm glad to know that.
As I said before when we talked about this, the undead are compelled and brought to life by some of the things. Unless they're intelligent undead, like a vampire or a lich. You're not going to have a power to pull from them, yeah.
Okay. I will hold my action.
All righty.
I don't have an attack that I would like to use at this time.
Okay, so we will go to another round.
All right, deal out those cards.
Balor.
One.
Ooh, one.
Sig.
Six.
Dane.
Seven.
Darg.
Eight.
Brains.
Five.
Quiverwing. Three.
I am ready to trade.
Skeletons.
Nine.
NPCs.
Ten.
Balor, you go first. Quiverwing, who did you want to switch your initiative with? As far as the two up front, you have Sig, who's on a six, and Dane is on a seven.
I'll trade with Sig.
Yeah. I will take that.
Okay, so now you're going on a six, and Sig is going on a three. Balor. All of you will go before the skeletons.
I'll attack a couple skeletons.
Okay. Like I said, you destroyed the two that they were in front of you. You got to move to the side of the platform and attack the others. There's some still stirring, but they have not emerged yet.
All right, I'll go after two others on the other side of the platform, using the activating my double slash again. And I roll 12, I hit. And they parry, definitely. Oh, good lord. 19. For both.
And you destroy both.
Jesus. Rolling good on my damage right now. Rolled 2 10 so far on my 2d10. Plus I got a d4 for strength.
Okay. So they are destroyed. As they go down, more stirring up. But for this round, none more will be able to attack.
Who's got rope? Not me. I definitely have rope.
Okay. Well, Corinne goes, I have a rope with a grappling hook, but I'm not getting anywhere near there.
I've got rope and a grappling hook.
I can pass it forward.
Dark, do you have rope?
No, I think someone does, though.
All right. Give me one end of the rope, give the other end to Dark, and pull me up. And Dane will sheath the sword and jump in.
Ooh.
I was going to try and fish for the corpse with the hook, but that'll work, too.
Yeah. Do you maintain Overwatch, then?
Yes.
Okay.
He's jumping straight for the elven corpse to begin.
You jump straight in for the corpse. And the second you get in there and you touch the corpse, it sits right up.
Ooh.
And looks at you. You can tell that it doesn't appear to be an elf based on what's left of its decayed flesh. Mm-hmm. It just stares at you for a second.
Yeah,
so raising her hand towards you with the ring, the golden ring upon it.
And it's like, in the old language, Dane will say, is like,
her armor doesn't look that old.
Oh, really? I thought this was the old.
The cloak that she wears is very reminiscent of that same cloak of that elven warrior was wearing, but not what she is wearing herself. The armor, though it's nice, is not the elven armor. It looks quite modern.
Does it have a symbol or any kind of heraldry?
Yeah, it does have the symbol. You can see the symbols of of Elidane and the flame.
Flame of Madurn. Could I make a reasonable assumption that this is a knight?
You can easily make that assumption, yeah, that it's a knight.
Yeah. And it's like,
you can.
I have a knight of the Order of the Heron. This is no place for you to rest. Let me take you to peace.
He looks at you and says, he has been defeated.
No, that is what we are here to do.
Akre is dead.
The crab demon, yes, of course, we defeated him.
And she just says, my beloved is free. And she sort of holds up her ringed hand.
Yes, he's
and
free.
And then just collapses into pieces.
So I'll grab the body.
No, it just literally just collapses into pieces. Like, literally just... There's nothing holding it together, almost.
Oh. Well, I'll grab the ring, the cloak, and if I can grab the armor, I'll grab it, but the ring and the cloak, at least.
You can grab the cloak and get the ring, which, sure. You know, which, you know, is, ins- you know, you can easily see that it's inscribed, but it's, you know, but...
Yeah. All right, and then I'll yell, pull me up!
The chainmail you're not going to get to, because even though you can see it, it's elegant. You see the skeletal hand grab onto it and begin pulling itself out of a different, yeah. You know, a different cadaver.
Pull me up!
Yeah, I mean, Darg will pull him up on my turn.
Okay. It doesn't take much. I mean, you have enough strength and the people there who will help. I mean, you know, even Ursig will help pull, and you are literally yanked out of the pit. And, do you guys leave the door open for friend, though?
No. We pull back and close this door, and...
She can come back later and take our time with these.
Turn the statue so they can't open the door.
So that I think was Denuvial friends.
Now her brother is on the other side of the room. He hasn't quite heard you yet.
Oh, we gotta tell
him. But you look at the ring and it does say inscribed in it. It says Denuvial and Kaldan forever.
We should probably give him the other ring as well.
What? Oh.
Well, the ghost gave it to you with a blessing and a request.
I am bound.
This is, you know, so I don't know. You can, you know, you can justify any way you want to, but, you know, by keeping it.
Well, Baylor will, we'll talk.
Do you tell him?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, well, I think we should. So Baylor will go up to him and sit down with him and ask Dane to bring the ring up and say, we have some news for you. I'm sorry, it's probably not the news you wish to hear, but nevertheless, you must be told. And he relays what happened in the other room, in that with his sister, and this is her ring.
There is a whale that feels that chamber.
And then I kill him and put him out of his misery so I can keep the ring.
And he dies quickly.
Oh, really? No, I grab him. No, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
He does. I mean, he wails and screaming no, and his breath gives way, and he collapses dead on the floor.
I wonder how old.
How did you tell him?
I just told him. I said, I'm sorry, but...
He was very weak. He was barely...
You lack bedside manner.
Listen, you motherfucker. How the hell do you tell this? What, are you an expert at grief
you
counseling?
You killed him!
We're in the middle of I feel so terrible about this. Baylor feels actually horrible about this.
Kretcher will put her hand on your shoulder. He had been tortured worse than most. And he has lost everything he came here to rescue. And all help that he was coming for him has failed. The only thing you can do now is succeed in your task, in your quest. You have the sword. You have not failed him, unless you turn back now.
Oh, the shame.
Which the other orc, Usik, goes, she's right.
You turn back. Let's go. We need to go, my friends.
And then we'll have to kill you.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes, of course.
In the Marvel chamber with the pointy finger statue of Sathmog, which, you know, Thoven, which Corinne has gotten to the point of just spinning like a roulette wheel.
Taking bets with the orcs. All right, big threes.
So, Nathan, I'm sorry. This is good comedy has timing, so my timing's terrible on this. But I was going to say, at least, you know, I feel sorry for you. I know this is really tough, and it's hard for me to relate because at least both my parents had the decency to die quickly or when I was young. So I have this my last computer. I turned it on. I haven't turned it on in years, and I just ran a McAfee thing on it, and I was like, "Wow, like how telling." It says I have 5,899 performance issues.
It's all not your computer,
one.
Just you.
I thought it was just one.
Was that Liz or McCaddy?
Oh, yeah, Liz.